This is the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, and I'm Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some incredible women across all industries and backgrounds who've agreed to tell the truth about what it really means to hustle. It's time for us to be honest, to let other women know that they aren't alone, to share our mountains and our valleys, to practice self-care, and celebrate our wins together. It's time to hear the truth from the women behind the hustle. This is the Girl Behind the Hustle, and I'm your host, Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Hey, girlfriends, it's your host, Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. So this episode is going to be one of the last episodes until season 4 kicks off in October. So in September, we'll start recording. If you've already sent a pitch, I've received it. We're going to start going through those and scheduling interviews. If you're interested in being a guest on the podcast, now would be the perfect time to send a great pitch over to heygirl@girlbehindthehustle.com. I look forward to receiving that. So this episode, if you have never heard the story of why I created Girl Behind the Hustle, what's my story, who am I, where am I from, that's what we're getting into today. So I'm being interviewed by one of my Xavier family, Lena. She's going to be interviewing me and getting the story of Girl Behind the Hustle. So I hope you enjoy it. If you have any questions, please feel free to shoot an email over or send a DM. Let's get into it. Hello, everyone. My name is Lena, and today I have the opportunity to interview the girl behind the hustle, LC. So thank you for allowing me to interview you and tell your story to your listeners.
Thank you, girl. I appreciate you so much for doing this today.
This is going to be dope. So I'm really excited. So tell the listeners about you. Who is the woman behind Girl Behind the Hustle?
So I'm LC. I know I pop in and out of stories sometimes, but I'm not even there often. So just a little bit about me. I am from Chicago. I'm currently still living in Chicago, and I live there with my daughter. My little munchkin is 8 years old. She's my only. And I would say the woman behind the hustle, I am just like a free-flowing woman just trying to do and create and inspire people and just do everything. I would say that kind of sums up who I am.
Okay. And as a mom, friend, woman on the go, how do you find balance and flow in your life?
You know, that's probably the hardest thing. Like, there is no balance. that's what I'm like. I just flow. Like, I just do what I can do when I can do it and just try to be unapologetic in the things that I choose to do for myself and the things that, you know, sometimes you just got to say no. Mm-hmm. I think that's been my biggest struggle, because of just trying to do so many different projects and give everything your time, you know, with friends and family and just living your own life. So you just kind of have to flow and make the most of it.
And with creating Girl Behind the Hustle, did you have to create new balance between personal and professional? Like, now I can't give all of my time to my personal life. I have to create a new balance.
Yeah, I definitely have had to do that. And with balancing my personal and my professional, for some reason with this project has been the hardest. I would say just adding this additional thing to my plate has caused my plate to kind of spill over quite a bit. And so now I'm at this point where I'm pausing, and I've just been trying to do a lot of hard pauses and try to figure out what's really important and what's not. What do I really need to be doing, and what can I just kind of cast aside, take off my plate, maybe bring in some additional assistance and help to help me with kind of balance a few things out.
Yeah. Okay. And let's talk about your hustles. How many do you have?
Girl, so many. Oh my gosh. I had so many. Okay. So present day, right now, I am a hairstylist. So I do the locks, temporary locks, braid styles. So that's one thing that I do. I have Girl Behind the Hustle and with podcasting and building this whole situation. So those are I feel like I'm missing something. So I'm, I feel like that's it. But I always feel like I'm missing something. Like my daughter tries to always loop in there. Mommy, don't forget about me. You're like, you're a mom. Hello. She says it every time when she hears me listen to my job. She's always like, and me. And so she has her name on the list too.
Okay. And what led you to create The Girl Behind the Hustle?
Oh, I knew I was missing something. I'm sorry. I have my event planning business. I'm like, I'm missing something. I know I'm missing something.
But see, yes. You know what? Because I feel like last time we talked, you were saying that people were trying to pull you back in.
Yes.
You weren't all the way in. You were thinking about it. So I didn't know what stage you were.
Yeah, it's back. I'm like, I'm missing something. Yes, my event planning business that I had before, I did that for 7 years. I took a little bit of a break. I feel like maybe a year of a break. And now that's back too. So I have that event planning business back as well.
Awesome.
So, and that's one thing with me choosing to get back into events. I want it to be the right type of events. Before, I know I've always been really picky with my clients, but just when you're adding something else, anything that I'm adding to my plate is taken away from something else on my plate. And so when I'm making choices and decisions, it has to be the right one, because if I'm saying yes to this, there's something else that I have to say no to. So everything that I'm choosing, like to be in my life and my professional and personal life, it has to be the right yeses. I'm just in this space, like I got to make the right yes.
Right. Because time is something that you can't get back.
Exactly.
And it's when you are, you know, an entrepreneur, it's your biggest commodity, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yes. Okay, so now we can ask you, what led you to create The Girl Behind the Hustle?
So with Girl Behind the Hustle, I feel like there is this kind of tinkering that I had going on in my spirit. Like I've always been very involved with a lot of different women groups. Like I was involved in a women's group at church through my ministry there, with small groups and leading small groups and things like that. And just being involved in other people's like kind of girl inspiration empowerment communities. Like I've always just been involved in these communities. One thing that I felt like these communities lacked was diversity and inclusiveness in these mm-hmm. different communities. And so what I felt a lot of times was I would go to one group and okay, this is moms in business. So I felt like, you know, I can put my mom hat on in this group. I would go to this other group and it's like, okay, well, this is just Black women empowerment. Okay, cool. And then I would go to this other group. You know what I mean? So I felt like I had to hop around to all these different groups to fill my cup. And I would look in these groups and I'm like, okay, well, I'm in this group and now I'm the only one. And I always felt like I was the only one, that maybe I'm the only mom or maybe I'm the only Black woman. Or maybe now can my friends come? Like if I'm hanging out with this Black empowerment group, can I bring my other friends? Because my mm-hmm. friends group is very diverse. And so I wanted something where everyone felt welcome. Like everyone felt welcome to have a seat at this table, to be a part of this community, and that you didn't feel like you needed to fit one particular type of woman. I wanted it to be welcome to all women.
Great. And what challenges have you experienced while creating this and while building this project?
You know, one thing that I think I didn't realize how much time was going to be required to build this. I think when I first started, I had this idea and it kind of was something that built up over the years of me thinking of wanting to do something and not knowing what exactly the picture was going to look like, but just being open to whatever it looks like, however it ended up. And when the idea finally kind of clicked in my head, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do it. And when I started it, I just didn't expect it to grow so fast, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was something good, and everyone told me it was something great, but I just didn't expect it to grow so fast. And so with it growing so fast, there are a lot of the foundation points that maybe I built into other businesses that I've started that I didn't build into this one because I didn't think it was going to be as big as what it's growing into. And I didn't think it was going to touch and reach so many people. And so there's a lot of things that I feel like I didn't do at the beginning that now I'm like, oh, girl, let me go back. Like,
yeah,
there's some things I need to do. Like I put it out there, but there's some things that I wish I would have done at the beginning that now I'm like, okay, let me build this. I'm still early in, early enough that I feel like I could still build this foundation, but I wish I would have had it at the very beginning instead of now trying to kind of go backwards a little bit.
But it's all a part of the learning and growing process.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Kind of no way around it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like with my other businesses, I started them and I don't know. I guess I just looked at them differently. I don't know. I guess when I was starting my event business, I kind of just looked at it just differently. And I, you know, created the website and I did like the full website and full logo and branding and all of this and went to all the networking events. Like I went hard. And even with hair, I did the same thing when I was creating those businesses. And with this one, I just was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to put up this Instagram page and I'm just going to put, you know, the quotes up and do a little something. And I looked up and I'm like, whoa, you're sharing it. You're sharing it. People, you know about this community. Let me pause. Like I need to build some things first. Like if I really wanted to be, you know, as big as the vision that I see for it, I'm like, okay, I need to treat it as such. It's like, you have to make that shift of treating something like a hobby more like a business. You know, I'm at that place where I'm like, okay, it's time for me to make this shift.
Okay. And what losses have you experienced?
I would probably say that when I went into this project, I don't know, I felt like I saw it playing out a little differently. And even when I try, okay, so I would say when I tried to do something similar before and be more in a supportive role before I started this, I wanted to just kind of join with someone else and just support their projects. And you know, not even just one, I would say it's a couple of times that I tried to, instead of start my own thing, I'm like, I don't know if I want to completely do my own thing. I just want to support what you're doing. And I did try to do that with a couple different projects and a couple different brands. And I realized like that was not for me. And mm-hmm. so I think what I lost more than anything was just the thought of that I could play a supportive role or a behind the scenes role. And more so knowing like, no, that's not going to work for you. I don't know. I think God just kept tapping me on my shoulder like, no, you keep trying to do it this the way that you want to do it. And that's not what I told you to do. And so I think with the different projects that I tried to be a part of in the supporting role, just I lost a lot of the ideas that I had with thinking that I was going to be able to just be in the back end, be in the background with supporting this. And it's just not working out the way I thought it was going to work out.
Okay. And how do you celebrate your wins?
I'm trying to get more intentional about this. So there was a point in time where every time I closed on a deal or closed on a contract or had something like monumental happen, I would go and buy a bottle of wine and I would celebrate it that way. And I honestly have not done that for a really, really long time. I will say it's been probably at least over a year. And so right now I'm in a space where I need to review that. Like mm-hmm. I need to come up with a different way to celebrate my wins, because that's what I was doing before and I haven't done it for a while. So I don't know. Right now I don't know if I've celebrated a win for quite some time. I would say that the wins, they come so fast. And I guess it's even how you measure your wins.
Right.
So I probably need to look at one, what am I looking at as a win? And two, what am I going to do to celebrate these different things? Because I haven't been. I've just been collecting them and not celebrating, not pausing, just crossing them off my list. Like, yes, did that, next.
So, and I think that's a good and a bad thing, because I think oftentimes we consider wins to have to be some kind of monumental thing. And we mm-hmm. do, like you said, you're collecting wins every day. So it's kind of, you know, it's a rose and a thorn to say every day, pat myself on the back.
Yes.
But also still take the time to say you did get a win today, exactly. Or you got multiple. So yeah, we got to take time to do that.
Right. Exactly. I'm thinking I may start doing like a little jar. I've did something like that in the past too, where I'm just writing down like just my wins for the day. Because I think if we really look at how we measure a win, we would really see that we get a lot more wins than we think we do. You know, it can just be the smallest of things. And so exactly. Maybe y'all just start kind of, you know, jotting those down, putting them in a jar so that those days that I feel like I'm losing or looking for some type of inspiration, I can pull one of those out and just remind me of the little things of what I've accomplished thus far.
Oh my God, I might do that too.
Yeah. I'm going to hold you to it.
We'll hold each other accountable for our wine jar. Okay, yeah. That sounds good. What advice would you give to someone who is trying to create something similar?
I would say just start. Don't overthink it. Don't analyze it. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, there's so many different communities out there. This has already been done. Like, just go for it. Just do what you feel like. If it's been placed on your heart and you feel like you're being called to do it, just do it. Don't overthink it.
Good advice. With Girl Behind the Hustle, you have a few different parts of the community. Can you tell us about the breakdown of that, about each part, what you got going on?
Yeah, so I wanted to be able to touch the community in all different areas. And just touch the girl on the woman who is behind their hustle, just fill their cups in different ways. So we have the podcast for the people that like to, you know, listen and be inspired on the go. So that the podcast, of course, that you're listening to now, tells everyone's stories. So you get to look at the woman behind the hustle just a little deeper. So we got the podcast. There's also the book club. Because I really believe in just pouring into yourself through getting lost in a book through literature. And so with the book club community that is online, as well as we do the in-person meetups in Chicago, and that's a quarterly book club because it's hard to read a ton of books. I read a lot, but I get that everyone cannot read as much as I read. And so we only do it quarterly so that the women will have a chance to get through the book, and then we meet up at different places throughout Chicago, just various women-owned businesses. And so there's a podcast, the book club. And then there's also just the online community with Instagram and Facebook, staying connected through there. I just recently created something where it's called like the Inner Goal Friend Circle, so that we can connect that way through the newsletter. And also that circle of friends feature that we have on Instagram. So we're connecting that way too, so that we can create this inner community of people that would really want to stay connected, inspired, find out about new merchandise releases, any events that's going on. So that's another way to stay connected too. And just like in-person meetups as well, that's something that I want to launch probably towards the end or middle of summer in Chicago and wherever I'm traveling. Like, what I've noticed is that the community is all over the U.S. and even outside that U.S. Girl, we in Barbados. So, yes. Like, if I'm traveling, I want to meet up. I want to see y'all in real life. I think that's so important that we connect in real life and not so much on the internet, just so that you can feel people, talk to people, hug people in person. Like, hey, girl, me too.
And I think that's so great that for whatever kind of, like you said, some people just have the preference to listen to podcasts. Like, whatever a person's preference is, if they want that in-person sit down, the book club, there's kind of something for everyone within the Girl Behind the Hustle. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great that you've created that.
Thank you.
How do you find the guests for the podcast? Like, what's your vetting process for getting your guests?
So, you know, a lot of different guests I've found, honestly, either on Instagram or reading just different news articles, Forbes, just different news articles. And, you know, there's so many amazing women. I think the hardest part is just kind of narrowing it down, because there's so many amazing women doing different things. And I like to share all women's stories. And so it's hard for me just to kind of narrow it down, because sometimes even people doing something, what they consider to be small, I'm looking at it like, girl, you are doing that. Yes. And they're like, oh, you want to tell my story? Yes. Because there is someone else wanting to start just like you. Or there's someone else who was just now starting and they're wondering, how did you get, you know, so big or so large? So I feel like everyone has a story that needs to be told. And so my hardest part is honestly narrowing down the selection. And so what I look for when I'm looking for guests, I look for transparency, authenticity. If I'm finding you outside of social media, which a lot of guests I do find outside of social media as well, I will then go look at the social media pages, or I'll look at previous interviews that they've done, either written or video format, where I can get a feel for their personality. Because I want people who are going to be real. And I think that's just important, just to show the real you, not so much fluff, not so much just, you know, black and white. People are who are going to be very open with telling their story, and everybody isn't open, and that's, you know, that's your choice. But I want people who are going to be very open so that we can learn from one another.
Okay, and your guests come from all over. How do you record with these various guests? How do you find time to edit and publish your podcast weekly after recording these guests?
So I record using Anchor. It's an app. I recommend it for everyone. If you're looking to start a podcast as quickly or on the go, you're able just to record from your phone wherever you are. You know, true story, I record from my daughter's closet. It is insulated and it creates a perfect sound barrier. So there's no excuses. If you're looking to start something, you're going to figure out a way to get it done. That's what we do. So I use Anchor, and so I'm able to record by phone with all my amazing guests. And as far as managing recording, publish, edit, all of that stuff that goes into launching a podcast, what I like to do, what I found that works for me, is I batch record. So coming up in June and July, I'm going to be taking time away from the podcast so that I can record with all the guests for next season. So what I do is I just knock out the interviews, record, record, record. And then after recording, I'll go back and set certain days to go in and edit all the podcasts. And after that, you know, you just, now Anchor has an amazing feature where I can actually set it to publish on a particular day. So now you can even schedule that, so you're not wasting your time going back in and publishing it either. And so automation has helped me so much with everything that I do. So anything that can help me save time, that I don't have to manually put my hand on it after the fact, like have another touch point. My big thing is like reducing my touch points. So now that I can go in and just automate whenever that publishes, it helps me manage my time.
Great. And why did you initially, or why do you now, feel that it's important to tell others the story about what's going on behind the hustle?
I think with this whole social media age that we're living in, girl, it's amazing. Like, I've connected with a lot of amazing people. But at the same time, with showing so many wins and showing so many pretty pictures, we're forgetting about the grit. There's so much grit.
Like, yes,
the grits, the ugly part that you're not posting on social media because it doesn't look good on your feed. So I can't post that picture. And so when are we talking about it? Even if we're posting a pretty picture and we tell an ugly story or some part of the struggle, like who's really reading all of that, you know? So I just think that it's important that we are looking at the startups, the bases. Where do we actually come from? How did we actually get started? What are we actually doing? Like, are we making time for ourselves? Like, I call it the girl behind the hustle because I don't want the focus to be on the hustle. I want the focus to be on the woman, who we are, what we're doing to take care of ourselves. Who are we outside of our hustle? Sometimes you have a conversation with a person and all they're talking about is their work, hustle, 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 their grind, their business. Like, you know, that's cool. Let's talk about that. But who are you really? Like, I don't want to spend a whole whatever amount of time through our conversation just talking about business. I want to know who you are at your core. Who are you as a woman? So I just think it's so important just to tell our stories so that we can share it with other people, so that other people can be inspired. That other people can know, like, girl, me too. Girl, I didn't sleep either. Girl, I'm struggling too. Girl, I keep posting. Nobody's seeing my posts. Like, I'm trying to find time to hang out with my family, to spend time with my girlfriends, to be a mom. Like, it's important that everyone knows that people are going through the same thing that you're going through. We're just not talking about it. So yes, Let's change that and let's talk about it.
And that's important. It's inspiring as a entrepreneur or just someone who is thinking about it or has thought about it. And it's real.
Right? It's so real. Like, how many times are we building things, but we're not showing people when we're building, how we're building? We're just showing the end picture.
We're like, taught not to.
We're
taught not to. So thank you for that forum. Thank you for showing that.
Yes. And I hope people see it and just, you know, just feel inspired by it. Like, okay, they're struggling too, but we gonna get there together.
Right. Have you had a favorite guest thus far?
Yeesh. Favorite guest. You know what? It's really hard to say if I've had a favorite guest. I think at this moment, I would just insert some clips here of some favorite conversations or favorite kind of notables or quotes that a couple of my guests have said that left me feeling really inspired.
The grind. No one sees the grind. I mean, it's hard for me to show the grind on my social media or capture it. Like, no one sees the strategy. No one sees the thoughts, the hours that you put into it. No one wants to watch a damn video of someone for 12 hours in one day trying to see what did they put in it to today. No one has the time. They want that quick answer of how did you make it? What did you do? They don't want to do the research. They don't want to put the time in. And that is really what gets you to where you're at. Your heart has to be broken for you to grow, for you to challenge yourself, for you to get better at what you do. You're not always going to get yeses. Most of the time, you're going to get no's. And you should probably get no's most of the time so that you can grow. It's all about elevating yourself and growing and embracing those challenges so that you can get ahead of yourself.
Work together, help each other. That's how you grow. And so when I decided to start my business, there were so many people that I can call and ask favors because I've helped them for throughout the years. If they needed something, they had a question about formulas, about pricing, about product. I even helped get certain people jobs in the industry that came back and were jobs that I needed help from. And so, you know, keep your network big. Keep your collaboration strong. Don't be afraid to share because you never know who is going to come back to help you. And you guys can help each other to grow.
I was hungry and I did everything like professionally. Like I just showed up like an hour before the office would open. I remember that like the receptionist would be the one opening the doors to the office. And she's like, you know, you're going to have to be here till 9, right? And I would show up at 8. And I was like, no, it's okay. Like, what can I do? Do you need any help? She's like, okay. So like little things like that, like I was going extra above and beyond, maybe a little bit too much, but it did end up getting me somewhere and it got me the job.
I think what this is showing us is the interconnectedness of us all and how one influences or a few influence like the whole. So this idea that we can somehow escape that fact, or we can just kind of live in our little pod over here and don't have to deal with other people who may be different than us or from different communities, is like, you know, blown out the water. So
because an emergency fund maybe be things that we don't want to really think about and consider. When you look at this money as a way to support your healing, that might be the better way to kind of position it, like a healing fund. So when you put your emergency fund / healing fund there, you're able to allow yourself all this time to heal so you can figure out what you can do next. So you don't have to choose between, say, your health and your job security or your happiness and your job security.
What have you learned from your guest?
I think the biggest lesson that I have learned from all of the guests is that at the core of all of our being, and all of this hustle and all of this work, that one, we just want to be recognized and kind of, we just want to be seen. Like for everything that we're doing, that we just want it, we want to be seen. We want it to impact. I think all of the guests that I've had on there are all have created something that have just been so impactful. And so we want our work to be seen. We want it to be impactful. And behind all of the hustle and the fluff, like we're women. Like at our core, we're still women. We still want to take care of ourselves. We still want to love on ourselves. We want to be surrounded by a community. No one's doing anything alone. I don't think of all the people, I want to say no one that I talk to have built, maybe they started out solo and somewhere along the way that they've pulled on their community, whether that be their girlfriends, their kids, their family, assistants, partners, that no one is a lone wolf. Like no one's doing anything alone. And that when you're building something, whatever you feel like you don't have right now, it will come. Just keep building and keep working on it because it will come. There'll be little kind of whispers or tinkerings throughout your life and throughout your career of building things, that those little holes that you feel like you may be starting off with, the more that you put your idea out there, the more that you talk about it, they'll be filled.
Okay. And in terms of LC specifically, what don't we see behind it all?
What you don't see behind it all is me running around like crazy. I don't share that on the Girl Behind the Hustle platform. I share it on my personal page a lot, but on the Girl Behind the Hustle platform, I don't share that. And so what you don't see behind it all is me just trying to make everything happen, and just trying to make all the flows. Like, I wake up, I just started, I want to say for the past 2 to 3 weeks, I started a new habit of waking up at 5 a.m., working on the emails. My day starts with research. That is how I start my day. So I do my prayer, I do my devotion. I fill my cup first with either reading, doing a devotion, some type of plan. I'll do that first. After that, I'm researching. So I'm looking at what's trending in media, what new technology is out, who just created something, what new business is open. I'm reading Forbes, Wall Street Journal, New Yorker. That's how my day starts. Like, that studying portion of whatever your craft is. I'm a nerd by nature. So I love reading just economics and trends and stocks and all of that stuff. That's the portion that nobody wants to see that. Like, who wants to see that?
We do.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's the portion that I think a lot of people don't see is and how much I read. So that's the part that's not seen. And so then after all of this reading, then I'm getting my daughter up and getting her off to school. Then I come home and start on, you know, the whole email system, replying to guests or replying just to clients, all of the emails that I have to go through. So doing all of that, then running off to work, coming home, picking up my daughter, getting dinner prepared. I cook, I don't know, 3-4 times a week. Craziness. So, and then finally resting, relaxing, reading some more, then going.
That's the behind the hustle that people don't see.
We don't see it.
Mm-hmm. It sounds pretty interesting to me, I must say.
Craziness.
So where do you see the Girl Behind the Hustle community going? And what plans do you have for the future of it?
So I see it growing. Like I said, this community has grown so fast. I don't even know when it started. I probably should note that somewhere in the fall, I guess. And so what are we're 2 seasons away from when we first started. And what I would love to see happen in the future is more events. I'm an event planner by nature. So more events. Right now, the only event that we've done a couple. We've done the service events, we've done in the book club meetings. And so what I would love to see happen in the future is just more kikis, more hangout sessions, more kind of like co-working sessions. More of those things is what I would love to see. What I'm planning to do summer going into fall session is to create more of those moments of meeting up in real life. Mm-hmm. And so more events. Like I said, the community is all over. So I would love to get connected outside of Chicago. I've had people reach out like, hey, when are you doing something here? When are you doing something there? So I would love to kind of take this thing outside of Chicago in person and just have different meetups in different cities. So, yeah. So more meetups, more merchandise, more ways to kind of just get connected.
Okay. And I want to get a little bit more personal. I want to get to the real deal stuff. To look more into the woman, you yourself, behind the hustle. So tell us how you define self-care and what does it look like for you?
So self-care for me is whatever moments that you take out of your day and out of your life to kind of pour into self. For me, that looks like, what do I do? I do a little bit of a lot. So for me, self-care is hanging with my girlfriends. That's self-care for me. When I can have some girlfriend time and just laugh, talk, share, that's self-care for me. Self-care for me is also hanging by myself. I'm an introvert. Nobody believes me, but I am. And so for me, spending a day by myself, exploring the city, that's self-care. I will be up and around all over Chicago, solo dolo, having a grand time. So for me, that's self-care. Buying flowers is self-care. I love my house to be filled with flowers. Having a glass of wine, self-care. Yeah. Those are my self-care practices.
And I think it's important to note, because I feel like self-care is kind of like a hot button thing right now. Mm-hmm. And it's defined by so many cliche things. And it's important to delve into what self-care personally is for you. And it could be something so simple as, like you said, taking a walk around your city.
Yes,
not absolutely. Not everything. So a spa day or everything that we mm-hmm. see. Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, I love to go to the spa. That's my like once a year thing. Girl, I need to increase it, if I'm being honest. I need to go right now.
Don't we all?
You know?
Don't we all?
So, you know, but you can't always do that. My problem is time. My biggest issue is time management. So finding the time to go to the spa is a struggle right now. It's like, you got money? No time. Time, no money. Bro.
Hello. Okay. What is a quote or a verse or a mantra that keeps you encouraged?
This always changes for me. So currently I would say it is Jeremiah 29:11. Let me look it up one moment for you. The summation of it is, I know the plans that I have for you. I probably should have had this already pulled up, but
this is real no. deal on the you spot. Know, this is,
I'm human. At the end of it all. Okay, so, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. That's one of my go-to verses, because I am a constant planner. I over-plan, under-plan, have anxiety about planning, think things are not moving fast enough according to my plans. And so one thing I like to remind myself, like, it's not even my plans. Like, I can plan my life away if I want to, but it's not on me. It is not my responsibility to make things happen at all. I'm just going to give it to God. I'm going to let you work that out, because you said you knew the plans that you had for me when you created me. So go ahead and let me know what you want me to do, because it's not my plans. It's yours.
I'm going to step back and listen.
It's hard though, right?
Yeah.
You know, you create these plans. We start our, you know, top of the year. Let's do these vision boards and let me write my plans for the week down. But if we're not inviting God into those plans, what is the purpose? What are we really doing? Whose plans are we doing? Are we moving according to what we want for our lives, or are we moving according to His will? And so everything I do, I just need it to be according to His plans and His wills, and, you know, taking my hands off the driving wheel, because He said He had it. So I'm going to let Him have it. Like, you got it, big fella. Go ahead. Like, now I talk to God. So
yeah. And I, you know, in my life, I found that when you don't do that, you end up just spending a lot of effort. Like, you think you're getting somewhere. You think mm-hmm. you are toiling away to this.
Girl.
I mean, you already spoke about it. Like, you were saying, I was trying to be in the background and just pour into others' vision. You that energy, you know, mm-hmm. you end up, you don't. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. So I right. think that's a great quote.
And I was happy with that. I'm like, I just want to help you out. I don't want to do my own thing.
No.
So yeah, I'm going to let God do what He want to do. Mind my business.
Well, okay. What's a tool or app or something that helps you manage your life and work that you couldn't live without at this point?
Google Drive is my go-to. Google is my lifesaver. So of course, email, but on top of email, just coordinating with guests, coming up with my questions, all of that stuff, I save it in my Google Drive file. And then Google Keep is where I keep everything. I have all of my lists in there. I have all of my, all these quotes that you guys see that are created. Those are straight out of my brain. But my brain memory is not that great. So when I'm inspired by something to create one of these quotes or little notes to you guys, what I do is I immediately jot it down in Google Keep so that I can have everything organized in these different little kind of sticky notes.
Yeah.
For you sticky note people, you would probably love this, because you can color code the sticky notes. You can organize and label the sticky notes.
So that's my go-to. So you mean to tell me all of this creative stuff that you put out, is you don't have space for it in your head? It's not just up there chilling?
Girl, it's not just up here trying to depend on my own brain. Lord, well, I'll be in trouble.
Oh, my goodness. What do you want people to say about you when you aren't in the room?
When I'm not in a room, you know what I want people to say, if I'm being honest? Like, dang, she dope. If I'm being honest, like, you know what? That she is so dope. I love how she lives her life. I love her spirit, her energy. I feel inspired by her. I feel like I learned something from her. I feel like she helped me. That's how I want people to feel when I'm not in a room. That's what I want them to say if I'm not present. Just that I inspired or I helped them or that I connected them to someone, that I did something for them.
Okay, Elsie, so we're going to end with your signature tagline phrase that all your guests do at the end of every podcast episode. Please fill in the blank. My name is, and one truth about the hustle is.
All right. My name is Lucretia Elsie Thomas. And one truth about the hustle is, you are more than your hustle.
Okay.
We are women, we are mothers, wives. Who are you at your core, behind it all, but you know, beyond all of those titles? Like, who are you? What is your purpose? What are you hustling for? And outside all of the work culture, the grind, hustle, sleep when I'm dead culture, like, who are you really? Who are you outside of your hustle? Because it's not all about the hustle. It's about what we're doing, who we're impacting, and who we are outside of our hustles. Thank you so much, Lena.
You are very welcome. Thank you for allowing me to interview you. It was awesome. And thanks for, I mean, I think it's just dope that you are showing yourself and showing yourself as the not only the creator, but the girl behind the hustle.
Thanks so much for listening to my story today. The podcast will be going on pause for a little bit as we prepare for the next season. If you are interested in being a guest on the podcast, now is the perfect time to get those pitches in. You can send those over to heygirl@girlbehindthehustle.com. Also, this Friday on Instagram at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be going live sharing all the details, all the behind the scenes, and everything that goes into recording a podcast. So if you have any questions or you've been thinking about starting your own podcast, you might want to tune in this Friday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on Instagram @girlbehindthehustle. Until next season, hustle and grace.